The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the ninth Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Luke records for us that familiar account of Jesus visiting with Mary and Martha in their home. Luke writes, "As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.' 'Martha, Martha,' the Lord answered, 'you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.'" My dear friends in Christ, oh, what happens when we hear some good news that a close friend of ours maybe has a new baby, or someone gets a new great job or something like that? Well, immediately what we're going to do is let our friends know, let others know, so that they can celebrate with us. Since the gospel good news, the one thing needful, since that helps us to face life's problems and troubles, don't we want that gospel message to help other people as well to face their problems and troubles in this life too? Jesus and his word, that one thing needful, it helps us, or it teaches us to help others. It teaches us to help others. When Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed." With those words, he wasn't pushing her away. He was trying to show her what God's word could do for her. What God's word could do for her is she was stressed and she was bothered by all the things that she needed to do. But now, what God's word would do for her would be to help her to face life's problems, whatever they may appear to be, so that she would know what was truly important in life and needed in this life. And what's important and needed more than anything else in this life is that one thing needful, the gospel message. As Jesus didn't want that gospel message to be kept away from someone like Martha, so we don't want the gospel message to be something that we keep to ourselves, that we don't share. We don't get more blessings from God's word when we would keep it to ourselves, if we would hoard it and not spread the word of God. And actually, it just hurts us if we try to keep the gospel message up to ourselves, because then we're not following Jesus' direction in the Great Commission when he says, "Go and preach the gospel, let people know about God's grace and love." When we share the gospel, then we're really blessed. And what joy we can have when we know we're doing the Lord's work and letting people know about, oh, the one thing needful, the one thing needful that teaches us to help others by getting that gospel message out, so that other people can learn about the Savior, so that they can join King David in saying, "I rejoiced with those who said to me, 'Let's go to the house of the Lord and enjoy God's blessings there.'" Enjoy that one thing needful. Well, the gospel, that one thing needful, it teaches us to help others. What we can do is we can point people to the comfort that we have in Christ. And now just think about how blessed we are to know that God doesn't punish us for our sins. God doesn't punish his believing children for their sins. He totally wipes away, washes away our sins with Jesus' blood. And we have peace with God. Maybe we could think of Job, that Old Testament character who was so richly blessed by God. But he, if he hadn't believed this, that God doesn't punish believers for their sins, if he hadn't believed that, he would have been brought to absolute despair in his life when God allowed Satan to take away from him so many of his earthly blessings, his family, his wealth, his believing children. He would have instead been brought to despair when he lost all of those things. But Job knew. Words weren't written yet, but we can think of the words that are in the book of Romans when Paul said to the Romans, "In all things God works for the good of those who love him." See, now Job, he knew that that was the case. Maybe he struggled, of course, too. But he knew that God makes all things work together for good in our lives, for our eternal good. And maybe, well, when troubles afflict us, we won't understand just exactly how it's for our good. But by faith, what we'll do is we'll want to ask God to help us to accept it, just as Job accepted his troubles. Some people in this life are just concerned about themselves. They really don't care about other people. But most people care at least somewhat about others. Many people get a lot of joy in helping others and giving to others. Maybe sometimes people even get more joy in helping others than from receiving favors themselves. And, well, that's kind of true about sharing our Savior. But now, of course, the greater joy is the joy that we have when we know about our Savior, when we know about His grace and love. But when we've been called to faith, when we are believing children, when we've grown up in Christ, what we can do is help others to grow, help others to know about God's grace and love, and then we'll get a special good feeling ourselves. The gospel, the one thing needful, it teaches us to help others and to get such an amazing joy when we share our Savior's grace and love with others. To know our encouragement, our sharing Jesus, that maybe helped to bring someone closer to Jesus, that can help us to be very, very joyful Christians ourselves. And actually, sharing Jesus, that's one of the greatest joys we Christians can have after we have been called to faith and know about God's grace and love ourselves. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us Jesus, our Savior, and the one thing needful, your word that helps us face life's problems, because it gives us the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. May the gospel, the one thing needful, keep teaching us to help others, so we can experience one of the greatest joys we Christians can have since we've been called to faith, by sharing with others your grace and love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.